It is time to go deeper in God's Word. It's time to engage in truth. Here is Dr. Steve Ford and Pastor John Bornshee.
Welcome back to Engage in Truth. This is Steve Ford, your co-host for today's show, along with Pastor John Bornshee, Senior Pastor at Calvary Fellowship Fountain Valley here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Recently, we wrapped up a month's, that's plural, month's long series on the top 10 issues that divide Christians. Those broadcasts and many more can be found on the church's website at calvaryfountain.com. Well, little did we know that upon reaching the latter end of that series, a whole new issue would arise to divide the body of Christ. Just as the recent worldwide pandemic created division in the church, so the current war in the Middle East is creating worldwide division on many fronts, including among believers in Christ. Thankfully, Pastor John has arranged for a special guest to join us today to help us navigate this topic from a biblical perspective. Pastor John?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Ford. It's so good to have you back in the studio with me. I know the last couple of weeks we've been really trying to wrap up the discussion on religious pluralism, and throughout that, I think only about half of every broadcast, do we actually talk about that? Because
right.
The rest of it was addressing what's going on globally right now, and rightfully so. We've been talking about Israel's war with Hamas, against Hamas, Hezbollah, and all of the other efforts to destroy the nation from all borders, it seems. And so we've been really heavy of heart talking about these issues from a prophetic standpoint, as well as just addressing some of the issues that are going on in the media, the rise in anti-Semitism. And we've been covering quite a bit of this over the last 4 weeks. Hard to believe it's been that long, but it was my heart to really hear from folks on the front lines. So I thought this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for me to make a phone call to a friend of mine who I had the privilege of meeting at the National Day of Prayer Task Force. That's right, when we were mobilizing prayer across these United States, which continues to this day. So grateful for that. But my friend Stephen Curry is on the phone, and he is on the line from Israel. He's in Israel right now, where the Lord had planted him to do a wonderful ministry. In brief, he's the senior pastor of Calvary Church in Jerusalem, and he founded this wonderful ministry called Holy Land Missions, and it's really designed to reach out to the lost in Israel. He's been doing this for over 40 years, actively serving and preaching the gospel, and you've probably heard his name, Stephen Curry. Make sure to keep saying that. You're going to hear his name over and over again, because if you haven't heard it already, you will. He's been on Fox News, CBN, all over the place. In fact, he's shared the stage with individuals like Franklin Graham, Dr. David Jeremiah, Dr. Michael Youssef, individuals we know, love, and trust. And in 2021, he was listed on the top list. 50 individuals made the list of the global Christian leaders who are bringing truth and hope to the Jews and Arabs. So, Stephen, it is so exciting to have you on Engage in Truth. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Pastor John. Dr. Ford, I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, I know you are calling in live right here, right now, from Israel, and I could just go on and on with our listeners about how amazing Holy Land Missions is, but could you tell us just a little bit about the ministry work that you're doing there in Israel, and then I am eager to hear from you on what's going on the front lines there.
Sure, brother. Well, our DNA is church planting, discipleship making, and evangelism. That's what we do. That's the heart of what we are. We bleed Jesus, 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 making disciples, planting churches, and clarifying misconceptions about Jesus in front of Jews and Arabs from the north of Israel, the south of Israel, the east, west of the Palestinian villages, towns, and areas. That's what we do for 40-plus years.
Wow. Well, I have to at least just add one piece here to our listener to know that when the Lord called me to take my first trip to Israel, and it was, I felt like I can't properly preach the gospel till I have been there and touched the soil and walked the land and seen it for myself. You were kind enough to bring us in, give us a tour like none other. I mean, your whole group welcomed us in, especially into Bethlehem. And I'll never forget the church there as we were able to make our way there, and how the hospitality, the love, and just embracing us and showing us firsthand the mission work, taking us places where other people don't go, into the marketplaces, giving the gospel and so forth. Can you touch on a little bit about that? I know our listeners eager to hear about what's going on since the headlines are just talking about this all the time, and it's rightfully so. But I want to hear your heart just about everything. What led you to do this, and a little behind the scenes and the mission work that's going on, because you took us into people's homes. I mean, it was frontline ministry work right there.
Sure, Pastor John. In a nutshell, we love to give people firsthand experience to meet the locals, meet the believers, meet rabbis, do Shabbat dinners, sit down with Muslim scholars, Muslim clerics to really hear their hearts about Jesus and develop a dialogue and allow us to sharpen our tools within scriptures. While doing all that, we preaching the gospel, serving people, and you're also visiting the biblical sites. And on top of that, it's like a three birds with one stone. You're sitting on the Sea of Galilee and really just enjoying, soaking up the time that God given opportunity to know him as his Savior. So we call those HLM, which stands for Holy Land Missions Bible Educational Tours or Trips, because that's what we do. We do mission trips, we do educational trips, we do Bible trips to the Holy Land to bring people like you, pastors, leaders, educators, doctors, to really just connect with God, connect with their family, their wives and children in a special, unique way. And that's what awesome. We do. We've been doing that for 20-plus years now, and we were named as one of the top 10 Bible experiences in Israel, because we're not a tour, we're a Bible mission educational tour. Is a difference.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Well, I just one more question related to that. And if you could just kind of help us understand, because as I understood from our time with you, you had not only a church fellowship that you're pastoring there in Jerusalem, but you also have the group that you're pastoring or leading there in Bethlehem. And at the time, you even had a group, I believe, in Jericho. So you were covering the whole spectrum. People, Arabs, Jews alike, all with the intent of giving them the hope of Jesus Christ straight from his word. Okay. I know you were going through great adversity in that. I mean, I remember when we were there at the church in Bethlehem, a gentleman came in, gave his life to the Lord, and you guys were even helping him to change his ID, his name, all sorts of things to be able to help him to survive, because he was making a huge decision for Christ. And that meant he was saying no to, a culture and everything he knew to embrace the fullness of Christ. This is powerful stuff that you're doing there on the front lines.
You know, Pastor John, our ministry, God's positioned us in a place where we are really being a light in the dark world. Our church is attacked. We've been Molotov bombed. Our church members have been beaten, attacked, mostly specifically in the 80s and 90s. I've been physically beaten for discipling and winning a young man to Christ who came from a very large Muslim family. We've suffered a lot, but we're overcomers. And yes, the story that you mentioned about this young man and hundreds of others who are daily seeing the light of Christ. So we tell people we don't convert people. What we do is we bring people into the light of Christ. And when we bring people into the light of Christ, the light of Christ draws them into a deeper wanting to know him and the power of his resurrection, the power of his grace in people's lives. And that's what we do. We have 11 ministries in six different locations, wow, mostly amongst Arabs and Muslims and Catholics, Greek Orthodox, with some of our ministries stretching into Jewish areas. 11 ministries, six different locations, 42 plus years. This is not a marketing plug. This is a boasting in Christ plug, where we tell people in the midst of adversities, darkness, trials, and tribulations, God has taken us through a journey of shining his light, and it hasn't been easy. It's been a difficult journey, much persecution, much suffering, but we're grateful to God for what he's done.
Hey, Stephen, C40. I just wanted to confirm for our listeners that you are a native Israeli, correct?
I am. I was born in Jerusalem, and I grew up in the city of Bethlehem. Ah, so I'm both. Awesome. I'm on the Israeli side. I'm an Israeli because I was born in Jerusalem.
Sure.
And to the Arab-Palestinian side, on the Arab side, they call me a Palestinian heritage.
Wow.
So I'm all things unto all men.
Like our beloved Apostle Paul. Yeah, I love that.
That's right. Let's think through that.
Yeah, no, that is wonderful. I have sort of an add-on question, just listening to you speak. You know, we hear so much about Muslims coming to faith in Christ through dreams and visions. One part of the question is that, but also as a native to the area, can you give us sort of your perspective of what's been happening with the attack by Hamas into the territory of Israel and everything in the aftermath surrounding that? Just your perspective of what's been happening and how that's impacted those who are living there?
Sure, Dr. Ford. We don't need to waste time to talk about the details of the October 7th. People can Google, research it by themselves. But I mean, I would tell people it was Israel and the Palestinian streets and Israeli streets. The land was turned upside down with the horrific terror attacks on innocent civilians on sleeping in their homes at 6:30 in the morning. For over 18 hours of attacks and so forth. Not to mention just the sleepless nights that people have had. And then, of course, that attack has led to Israel's retaliation and going after Hamas. And we see the news. Obviously, Hamas is under tunnels, hiding in their bunkers and in their military bunkers. And who's paying the price? It's the innocent men, women, and children, civilians in Gaza. I'm talking about the Arab-Palestinian side. And, you know, people are talking right now about what is the rational number or what is your ratio number. I said, how can we even talk like that to talk about proportion? You know, they bring this proportionate term from the United Nations war crimes and so forth. They actually have listed the war crimes and what entitles a war crime, and one of those titles of what specifically entitled something to be a war crime is proportionate killing. And I said, we're living in the last days. We see it in Revelations and Ezekiel, Zechariah, where in Hebrews, where it says in those days there'll be a generation that calls good, evil, evil, good. So today, my brother, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration. We're still in that 30 plus day of healing time between the Jew and the Arab. Two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah. Terror was attacked. Terror was done in the name of a false narrative. And people, innocent men, women, and children on both sides are paying the price for the acts of evil of a few who are funded by third parties outside of Israel, like Iran and others. And we're not going to get to that either, because again, people can Google that. But here's what I want to say. What we've been called recently here on the ground is our ministry, what we're doing with the Messianic congregation, Dr. Ford, the Messianic being Jewish people that believed in Jesus, and what we're doing with the body of Christ, with fulfilling Galatians 2 and doing good unto all. We've been called as sort of like a line standing in front of a cliff. And we are the line pushing people back away from the cliff. And people might ask, what is this cliff, Stephen? Well, this cliff is an abyss of hatred, animosity, revenge, and killing, a point of no return. And we're pushing people back by speaking rational logic, speaking life, speaking scriptures, even to the non-believers, speaking the words of Jesus in a creative, interactive way, and pushing them away from going into this abyss. And that's what's going on right now. It's Satan has released his hell on people. Satan's released his demons on people to play with their minds with deceptions and lies. But there is hope. And I end this question on my answer with this question is there is hope, and the hope is Jesus Christ. Amen. I've been calling it the Forbidden Peace Treaty, which was actually coined by a good brother of mine who is a Messianic believer. It's a Forbidden Peace Treaty. That's the gospel.
Yeah. Wow. And that is the foundation upon which we all stand as Christians. And, you know, just recently there was a protest here in Colorado Springs, and we had a group of us go out, and all we were doing was giving the gospel. We took Bibles and tracts, and rather than trying to fight the venom or anger and hostility that was coming out of people, all we wanted to do was just go out there and present the hope in Jesus Christ, that he's the one who changes hearts and minds, and a washing and renewing of the mind when there's repentance and a confession of sin and the declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we've been talking about that, that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. And certainly, I think people see that now, hopefully, even on a global level, that mankind cannot create sustainable peace. It's only by way of the Prince of Peace will there truly be something that is lasting. And we see that, of course, with the millennial kingdom, the reign of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And boy, we look forward to his coming kingdom. But in the meantime, there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of gospel giving to be done. And you're certainly doing that. You're not just a man that speaks it. And I know, Stephen, you've been all over the news. You've been everywhere. You have even have your own Wikipedia page. I mean, that's a big deal. You've made it, brother. But in all seriousness, though, you're really out there on the front lines living out the gospel, and lives are being changed as a result. Certainly mine was. Having been appointed for God to make my first passage into the Holy Land there with your team gave me an entirely new insight into the culture and an understanding where the Bible just came alive. And I praise God for that. How are people right now in your churches, in your ministry, how are they all responding? I mean, I know you're trying to put your finger on the pulse, and maybe I'm asking the impossible question, but as you look into their eyes, as you hear their hearts and the people in your congregation, I mean, I would hope and pray that right now, as they're maybe in a position of fear, they are turning to prayer and seeking you as a leader to give them wisdom and discernment and guidance from God's holy word. I mean, what's the pulse from that perspective as a pastor, as a leader of ministry? Share with us some of the heart that's going on there, and how do you minister to that?
Sure, Pastor John. You know, the first step to any resolution to any issue is obviously putting the finger on the pulse of what's good, what's bad, what needs to be changed, and what do we do next. Well, the first thing I tell people is we're definitely physically tired. Day in, day out, even just walking in the street, just buying groceries. You know, we've been buying tons and tons and tons of food and clothing. Of course, we do gospel, every package, everything we do, we share the gospel. But really, besides being somewhat of a drain, and we see this in Mark 14, where Christ says, in the flesh we are weak, but in the spirit we are strong. Here's what I tell people. Indeed, and we see this in Luke 12, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. This is what Christ tells Luke. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And that is what we're encouraging people, is to understand that God cares, God loves. Even when God allows trials and tribulations to happen in every single life, whether it be Jewish or Arab, God has our hairs numbered. He knows, he understands, and he allows us to go through what we go through, so he can sharpen our faith and sharpen our spirits within that. And the people in the community, brother, it's, you know, now 33 days without jobs. Transportation is limited. Going between villages and cities are limited. As you know, Christians' presence has been dwindling. We're one of the few ministries, literally, and this is no exaggeration, we're one of the few ministries literally on the ground, standing on the front, trying to, they have said that our ministry, by God's grace and all the glory goes to him, we're helping keep those numbers balanced, of not eradicating Christianity. We're one of the main reasons of not being eradicated, because we're boots on the ground, and we give 100%, 101% glory back to God. So we're on the front line. We're boots on the ground. We're bringing people into the light of Christ, clarifying misconceptions of who Jesus Christ is. So that's what we're doing. So there's fear. There's uncertainty. That's the practicality. There's the physical exhaustion, because you just have to always be upbeat, be strong, be confident. It's not fake. It's real. It's real based on the promises of Christ, but it does not mean there is no physical drainage and so forth on all of our team, all of our leadership, all of our volunteers, all of our staff, and so forth. The fourth thing I say, Pastor John, to the comment and to the question that you and Dr. Ford mentioned, is that we are the hands and feet of Jesus right now, and that's what we are teaching our people, is to be grateful. How we do it is we remind them what's going on in Gaza. We say, that could have been us, and it's not us right now. You know, we go through similar things, not the same thing that the Gazans are going through right now, or even the two Israeli families on this side of the fence have gone through, but we fence it, we sense it, we feel it. I mean, I'm speaking to you right now live from the birth city of Christ. So to conclude on this note, Our hope is Jesus. It might sound like a bumper sticker, but when we ground our feet and our faith on Christ's promises, on the Word of God, it's a light unto our path and lamp unto our feet. We stay grounded in that, and that's what we teach our people, to stay grounded in the truth, stay grounded in the scriptures. When Satan attacks the mind, we get back to the promises of what God has promised through his scriptures, and that's what we're trying to do every single day for the last 33 days.
Yeah, Steve, I was so glad to hear you address the spiritual aspect of this conflict, which I haven't heard as many people do in regards to satanic influence, demonic influence, and because the evidence of demonic influence is obvious in what has happened in this conflict. And, you know, we're just so grateful for your time today. And one of the things that we really want to know is, how can we pray and support you and your family and your ministry, realizing, you know, the prayer obviously is the most important thing, but as brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, it was here in the studio and those who are in our listening audience, how can we love and support you as you seek to love and support and serve our Heavenly Father?
Thank you, Dr. Four. Appreciate your heart. Basically, our ministry here in Israel, Pastor Johnny mentioned it, we've been here for 44 years now. But really, we have a 501c3 in America. That's our nonprofit called Holy Land Missions. Holy Land Missions, and that's more of just our umbrella for financial accountability and ministry structure. But 95% of what we do here in Israel. So if people can look us up on the website, holylandmissions.org. We're a faith-based ministry focused on the gospel and helping the suffering, the hurting. We want to connect the worldwide body of Christ to the body of Christ here in Israel and in the Palestinian side. So that's the second thing. So the third thing, Dr. Ford, is we encourage people to come visit the land. Of course, not right now, in the middle of war, but let's start planning. I know Pastor John, we already talked about a possible trip for that 2024. So start planning, folks who are listening. Reach out to John and Dr. Ford. Reach out to us. So we have over 30-plus Bible educational trips to Israel a year. So this is ways you can come and walk where Jesus walked and connect with the scriptures. Yeah. The fourth thing, right now, we are packaging and distributing hundreds and thousands of food bags, emergency food care packs and emergency war kits. And every single one of those, we share the gospel, whether it be by booklets, by Bibles, by tracts. We have our own printing press ministry, so we print thousands of booklets of gospels and tracts. So we're asking people to pray for us, to partner with us, to come alongside of us, and let's restore Bethlehem and Jerusalem and this country back to its roots, which is the Bible roots. We can do that through your prayers, and we can do that by you come alongside of us and pouring into the kingdom in what we're doing with Holy Land Missions, allowing us to purchase more. We need to purchase 5 more truckloads of food, care packs, blankets, and so forth. And then we already have everything printed, ready to go to distribute with it. And that's what people can do right now, and they can equip us to go out and do more for the kingdom. God bless each and every single one of you. Pray for the salvation. Pray for the peace of the heart. Pray for a better tomorrow in the land of our King.
Oh, thank you, Stephen Curry. It's been such a privilege to be able to have you here on the radio program. For those of you who tuned in maybe midway through, that he has been our guest today, Stephen Curry with Holy Land Missions. And you can learn more at holylandmissions.org. And as Stephen has just mentioned, they could use your financial support with resources on the ground. If you've been praying for a way to get involved, rather than just simply reading the headlines and being burdened while not being set in motion to action, to do something about it. Not only can you pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for Israel, as we know scripturally, God blesses those who bless Israel and all of its inhabitants, even though there is such a secular society there right now. Individuals like Stephen Curry are there on the front line, giving the gospel message, sending out tracts, food with the gospel. And so you could help right now. Go to holylandmissions.org. Again, Stephen, thank you for being our guest here on Engage in Truth. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you all. Glory to Christ. Thank you.
And if you'd like to listen to this broadcast again, you can find it at calvaryfountain.com. This is a ministry of Calvary Fellowship, Fountain Valley Church, and services are 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays. We would love to see you there. God bless you, my friends. Take care.